2026. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 486815 through 486895, warrants number 8783 through 8786, and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for March 3rd, 2026.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 3rd, 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the traffic safety grant authorization. This is file number 26-017, Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, Sheriff.
This grant, it's just basically an extension of the grant that we've done the last couple of years through MoDOT. We have some of what they call mini grants that we started 4 or 5 years ago, and then a year or two after that we started this one where it's an annual grant. The mini grants are target specific dates, holidays, specific times we can use them. This one we can use all year for enforcement of our choosing, and I don't think anything's changed other than the dollar amount and the dates.
Okay. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 2nd, 2026, approving the authorization and application as to form.
Do you guys have any other questions?
Do not.
Move to approve the traffic safety grant authorization by and between the Missouri Department of Transportation and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Emergency management. Next, we have the agreement for the PFAS free foam. This is file number 26-018, emergency management. If you guys recall, last week we did the bid approval for this. It is paid for 100% by a grant. It is for 144 5-gallon buckets of the PFAS free foam. This will be distributed to the local fire departments.
Do you guys have any other questions?
Do not.
Do not. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 5th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for PFAS free foam by and between Sentinel Emergency Solutions and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Highland Subdivision Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project. This is for project engineering, land acquisition, legal services, permitting, and bidding. With us this morning from Taney County Regional Sewer District, we have Mr. Brad Albritton. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning,
Commissioner. Good morning.
The agreement that we have prepared in front of us is in the amount of $337,400. Has been reviewed by Ms. Pat Keck, and she has a letter here dated February 20th, 2026, approving the enclosed agreement. And just off the top of your head, Brad, do you remember how many people this serves there at the high?
138.
In the subdivision. Okay. Okay. Do you want to just give a synopsis of it, if you don't mind?
Yeah, so last year, the Highland subdivision came to us with some issues at their treatment facility. It's aged, it's past its useful life. The treatment facility there asked us if we could take over their system and become the sewer provider there. So the last several months, we've kind of worked on that. We're actively in the process, probably within a few weeks of actually formally taking that over, where they will become our customers. We'll start billing them immediately. We'll start owning and operating the treatment facility and the collection system there. The collection system is in pretty good shape. It's all 8-inch gravity sewer mains, no low pressure grinders or anything. We've inspected portions of it. It looks pretty good. It's just the treatment facility's in pretty bad shape. What we'll do is we'll just band-aid it as best we can over the next couple years. While we design this sewer extension, which is what this funding agreement is for, and just get it to limp by till we can design the sewer extension and get it built to eliminate the plant. The plan with this sewer extension would be to build a lift station there where the treatment plant is now or just adjacent to it, and then construct several thousand feet of force main back down the T Highway corridor to where we have existing sewer.
Okay. And that would open up for some other connectivity along there as well.
Service to some of those adjacent lands in there.
Okay. And then as far as the acquisition of the overall system there, is that something that's done through your board?
Yes.
That's a decision made by your board?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody else have more questions for Brad?
Do not.
Okay.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Highland Subdivision.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Brad.
Appreciate you.
All right. Next, we have our monthly budget report. Presenting this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, sir.
I've got the monthly report for February 2026. At the end of February, the general county revenue funds ended at $28,642,436. The road and bridge CART fund ended at a balance of $3,419,764. And the road and bridge trust fund, which is the sales tax fund, ended at $11,524,749. The law enforcement sales tax fund ended at $4,762,254. And the sewer sales tax fund ended at $19,925,175. The total funds within the county at the end of February was $75,611,204. And that would be the major funds of the county. Is there any questions or anything you need to review over?
Sirs?
I do not.
Auditor Clark, thank you very
much. Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for an executive session at 9:20 a.m. upstairs. I have 9:10 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.